It is Four Quarter Friday, brought to you by the South Carolina Athletic Coaches Association, live from the Hewitt Domodura Studios. And on the Leading Edge guest line right now, we have Irmo running back Ty Phillips. What's going on? First of all, we're going to play real football here pretty soon. Can you talk a little bit about how excited you are for the season to finally be here?
I'm really excited for the season, especially, we start the season off with a pretty good opponent, get to see, what we made of and all that. So I'm really excited for this whole season. I'm excited to play in December, bring a championship to this team and all that. So I'm so excited.
This is a pretty talented roster, Ty. Can you talk a little bit? You're one of the stars of this team, but there's a lot of stars on this team. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like to join up with this team at Irmo and get to play around with these guys who are committed across Power 4 level?
I feel like it's honestly crazy. Coming from the squad I came from, it's usually the other one or two star players. And then when I came here, it was just like, everybody on the field is going to get done what they need to get done. Everybody here is skilled. So it's it kind of takes a weight off your shoulder. But at the same time, it just makes you push harder to really be, the person that stands out of everybody.
I love that. You have been working hard through the offseason. I got to see you guys get some work in the spring. Obviously, summer has come and gone, and it's preseason practice. You're in scrimmage mode now, and you got games coming up around the corner. What has preparation been like for you and for Irmo here in the preseason with scrimmages?
I feel like we're getting into a lot more, film stuff. We're definitely studying game planning a lot more, doing stuff that's gonna help us for Friday night instead of just straight practicing. So we're really getting more strategic in the stuff we do, and I feel like that's what we need right now.
You are one of the stars, like we talked about, on a loaded team, but can you, if you zoom out and look at this Irmo team, is there a position group that kind of stands out to you as man, this is really the strength of our team?
I feel like all around the field, but to be honest, it starts up front. Our defense and offensive line both, it's just there's nothing really there's nothing you can say about them except good. They're going to get to the quarterback on defense, and they're going to protect the quarterback on offense. And the people we have on the outside, our receivers, we definitely have the fastest team in the state, maybe the nation. So it's just we can do anything on either side of the ball.
Look, when you talk about the offensive line, it's obviously something important for you as a running back. Maybe the thing that pops off the most about you is the speed. That's the number that grabs everybody's attention. But I saw you in the spring, and you are built like a complete back. Can you talk a little bit about what you think your strengths are? What do you bring to the field as a running back?
Yeah, so I definitely would say speed. That's something I've been working on ever since I was a little kid. I've been running track before I even been playing football. And then I say my vision, playmaking ability, and stuff like that. I make something out of nothing, and I plan to do that this season. So, I feel like I'm more of a lead by example type of guy. I am going to work on being more vocal, throughout the season, but I can definitely lead by example.
What's the rest of that running back room look like around you? How have you kind of stepped into a leadership role there as RB1 and a senior coming into this Irmo team? What is it like to be in that room with those guys?
Yeah, I feel like we definitely have some good backs. And me being a senior, really, I kind of got to take on like a role model role. I got to definitely make sure I'm on my stuff, because everybody's looking at me, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. And if I do right, they're going to build off of that. And if I do wrong, it's not a good thing. So I definitely feel like me being a senior and a leader in that running back room is where I need to be.
Four Quarter Friday here with Irmo running back Ty Phillips, committed to the University of Alabama. Let's talk about what is so appealing about what's happening in Tuscaloosa. First of all, what is it about Alabama that made you say that's the place I want to play college football?
I really feel like the relationships there, I feel like I take loyalty more than anything. And the relationships I have, Coach G, my running back coach, he just shot me straight, from day one. So like at the end of the day, like I always had top schools, but Bama was always like in those top schools no matter what until, you know, it came to my top three and it was just like a no-brainer for me. Like I had the best relationship with them.
How do you see yourself fitting in when you get there? Obviously, you still have a senior season to think about and focus on. But if you let yourself dream a little bit about what comes after this football season, how do you fit in with this Tide team when you get to Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I feel like, well, the main thing they're trying to do right now is, you know, get the run game back to where it needs to be. And I feel like, you know, I'm definitely going to help with that. I'm going to do everything I can, you know, get on that starting lineup, you know, work as hard as I can. I feel like I'm just going to get better as a man and as a person on that team. So I feel like I couldn't even imagine, to be honest. It's going to be real fun once I get to Tuscaloosa.
Listen, a lot of opinions about Alabama going into this year. You mentioned trying to get the running back or the running game back to where it needs to be. You have a prediction? How many games do they win? Is this a 9, 10, 11 win team for the Tide before you get there?
I feel like this is definitely going to be a shocker for most people. A lot of people, I hear the opinions they make. I don't really pay attention to them too much because, you know, when I get there, I'm not going to be really paying attention. But I definitely think this is going to be a plus 10 win season for them. They're gonna be perfectly fine with all the guys they have right now, and they're gonna have a strong season.
I love the confidence. Speaking of this season coming up, let's look back at Irmo. What are the goals? You mentioned playing in December. What are the goals that you guys have as a team? And what's the confidence level in the locker room right now on taking it all the way?
Yeah, so basically, really, everybody's on the same page. Like, it's not like anything like too like cocky or anything, but we know that we're gonna be in the state championship again, and the goal is to win. You know, like we're gonna do something that hasn't been done in a long time to this team. You know, like all the seniors are on the same page. Like we not going home without a ring. Like.
Love it. There's a lot of competition out there, but Irmo moving down to 4A this year gives you a new group of teams to kind of go up against. Let's talk about your team a little bit here. Let's have a little fun here in the last minute of this thing. Who's the funniest guy on the team, Ty?
Funniest guy on the team. I would say really other than Jaden Bryant Boog, I would say our one of our quarterbacks, his name is Rick. And then we actually got a lot of funny dudes on the team. We got Rick, who else? Jamar Grissett, I say. Ethan Singletary, he's funny too. Like everybody's really, really funny on the team, to be honest.
Well, you mentioned Ethan Singletary. The next question I was going to ask you is, who's faster, you or Ethan?
Obviously, I'm gonna say me. You know, the little track times, they'll speak for themselves. But to be honest, every time I line up against Ethan, we're like right here, close to each other, like neck and neck. So like he got me a couple times, but I say right now it's me.
What about the hardest worker? I know that you mentioned the workouts and what gets done in the weight room. Who kind of sets the tone? Who's the workhorse when you guys go in there and lift?
I feel like there's not really one person that really like, oh, he's setting himself apart. I feel like we all really when we step into the weight room, like everybody's working as hard as they can. Like literally, like even the JV in the back, like they're doing all they can. Like everybody's just pushing each other. So like everybody, I want to say like we all set the tone for the team. Like everybody's working as hard as they need to be. Once we get in the weight room.
All right, one more question here for you. This is an opportunity for you to speak to the fans of the Irmo Yellow Jackets. Look, fourquarterfriday.com is a platform where fans and alums, players, parents, coaches, officials, everybody comes together where we are able to cover and talk about these sports. So everybody gets a chance to see this, Ty. If you had a chance to say something to the fan base, what would you say to them ahead of this season?
I would say definitely it's going. I want y'all to come to every game. You know, every game is going to be really. It's going to be really exciting. We're going to put on a show. Definitely, every game of the season. We're gonna bring a ring back to Irmo. So that's really all I got to say. Y'all just got to stay tuned and see.
There you have it, Ty Phillips here, running back at Irmo. I'm Rob Williams, and this is Four Quarter Friday, where every day is game day.